Good evening, church. It is a blessing to be here with all of you. Such a joy. I just can't stop smiling as I'm thinking about what God's doing here at Calvary Chapel, Knoxville, and all across the nation as many are joining with us, and especially with our brothers and sisters at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, whom, as Paul said, I love and adore and long for. Our hearts were knitted together 8 years ago during another 40-day season of prayer and fasting as we lifted up the majesty of God. And that's exactly how this 21 days came about. It was birthed out of that season. And, the people who experienced that 8 years ago, you know what it is that God wants to do in this season, because you've experienced how he wants to pour his love into your hearts. And so it is a precious gift that our Lord has given to us. I know we all kind of have our mindsets of what we think God's going to do in this season, but he has something very special for each one of us in this season. And I really just want to especially just thank Pastor Mark and Tracy and Pastor Jack and Lisa for their humble hearts and willingness to call the church to fast and to pray so that we can stretch out our arms across this nation and embrace this nation with the love of Jesus Christ and to pray for it, bathe it in prayer in this season. So before I share some more, I just want to take a moment and just give glory and praise to our great King and Lord. And so, Heavenly Father, I just say, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. Yours is the kingdom, O God. And we bow before your infinite majesty now, Lord, humble, expecting great things from your hand, for you have called us to this place, Lord, and we receive it with joy. Lord Jesus, we just say now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. This season, like I said, was birthed out of those 40 days 8 years ago. This is not a plan of man. This is really something that was birthed out of the heart of God. And we're here during these 21 days to finish what we started. And I'm going to share more with you about that tomorrow evening. It's a wonderful vision for what God has for us in this season. But right now, in this season, we're here to unite our hearts together from coast to coast under the banner of the mighty and powerful name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. His name, Lord of Hosts, it means power. And he has entrusted his church with a power that can move the world. And that's prayer. And that's what we're here to do these next 21 days. Jehovah Sabaoth is a Lord Almighty. He's mighty in battle, and he's the God who is ready to come to our defense. Psalm 46 is our theme scripture for this season. In verses 1 and 2, we read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we will not fear. You know, just yesterday, thousands of you were signing up online, actually over 20,000, just to let you know that we're being joined by a multitude of willing servants. And I'm so excited for this season, for what the Lord has for us. So many hearts are just yearning for that closeness with the Lord and to come to him. And I'm just excited for what he has. One of the things that also came in was your prayer requests. Hundreds of prayer requests were pouring in, and I was reading over them, and I was just hearing So many of the burdens of people's hearts and the things that they want prayer for and what they're crying for, the victory they're looking for, the deliverance and the help that they want from God, and they're asking for prayer. People want us to pray, and we need to pray as a church. And I really felt in reading through these and seeing the multitude of the prayer requests, I really felt the heart of God in this season, and it really made sense to me what divine providence purposed and why he is calling us to this season. He knows how burdened the people are, and that's why he planned this long before this time. As he said to Moses, he said, "I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. So now I have come down to deliver them." That's from Exodus 3:7. He hears our cries. He's an ever-present God who loves us, and he's compassionate. He wants to help us. So to every burdened and broken and troubled and tired heart, the Lord has heard your cries in this season. He tells us in Matthew 11:28-29, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Our Lord knows how to give his beloved rest. You know, there was a point in the disciples' journey when they were walking with the Lord Jesus. He had just sent them out two by two to go and minister, right? And Jesus watched, and he knew that there was a time that they needed to have this holy time out. He says this in Mark 9:30-31. "Then the disciples gathered to Jesus and told him all the things, both of what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, 'Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they didn't even have time to eat.'" The Lord knows when we need rest. He knows our burdens. He hears our cries, and he's coming down and offering us a season of rest. It may not make sense to us, especially when we feel like we're supposed to be doing battle. We look at this world from our limited human perspective, but the Lord wants to raise our thoughts higher. He's the one who says in Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are as high as the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Our Lord has something infinitely higher for us in this season. I know that we're here to lift up our nation. It needs our prayers desperately. And I know that we're praying for this election, but our glorious King, whose name is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, he's concerned about his elect ones. His purpose is to bless us with a tangible demonstration of his loving presence, for he knows that it's necessary for us to be strengthened and equipped for the battles that lie ahead of us. You know, we have a divine opportunity in these 21 days to stand together as a mighty army in the place of power and to be nourished in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is our divine warrior, who does our battles on our behalf. The battle is not ours, but God's. And our battle cry is from Psalm 46. It says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." You know, these sanctified seasons, I call them sanctified because they're from the hand of God. They're seasons of mercy. They're outpourings of God's grace to us. He says also in Psalm 46, he says, "There's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn." God is here. He's moving in our midst. In Revelation 1, verses 13-15, we see the glorious one who walks among the golden lampstands. Our great high priest cares deeply for his church. He's watching over us. He's in the midst of us. He's moving in the midst of us in a powerful way, unexpected ways, because he wants to trim our wicks and pour forth the oil so that we will shine more brighter. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our bridegroom, he purposes to have a bride who can rule and reign with him in spotless robes of white. And so he does for us what he says all husbands ought to do in Ephesians. He washes her with the water of the word. He wants a bride who will come boldly before the throne of grace and to cry out on behalf of millions of people who do not know that they are under the curse of death. He wants a bride who will come and lay hold of heaven's riches to dispense to the spiritually poor among us. The church has been entrusted with a sacred stewardship of the light of the gospel. And the more we spend time gazing into that glorious face of the day spring on high, the more we will reflect his glorious light. The Lord in this season wants to raise our thoughts up higher. But to do that, we have to spend time with him. And that's why he's carved out the sanctified season for us to come together, to get into his presence. He's calling us to himself, just as he called to his disciples, to come away with him, to spend time with him, to have fellowship with him, and to find refreshment that he wants to give us as only he can. And the reason for that is because our view of God directly impacts how we pray. And not just how we pray, but if we even pray at all. We need to see our Lord, the Lord of hosts, for who he is, not just for what he does or what he gives to us. He wants to give us the fullness of himself. So he wants us to know who he is. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He is strong and mighty. He's mighty in battle, and he's mighty to save. So for the next 21 days, we are going to come under the banner of that powerful name. We're going to meet 3 times a day, as David said in his psalm, morning, evening, and at noon, I meet with the Lord. I will cry out to him, and he shall hear my voice. We want the Lord to hear our cries. We want him to hear our voice. We want him to answer our prayers. We need to spend time with him morning, noon, and night. And so that's what we're going to do in this season. The sanctuary is going to be open all day. You can come in from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. But at 9 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m., we're going to have a directed time of prayer where I will share with you from the devotional that you're going to receive if you've signed up for the mailing list for the Sabaoth devotional. You will get your daily spiritual nourishment in the Word of God, because ours is a spiritual life, and we have to feed that spiritual life with the only food that it feeds on, right? The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. It's the Holy Bible. So we feed and we're nourished with it each and every day. And then we're going to come together 3 times a day to share and to pray. And we're going to have a directed prayer, so you're going to know exactly what we're praying about. Each session, just so you know, will be very different. So you need to come for as many as you can. And just so you know, during those 40 days that we did 8 years ago, it took about 2 weeks before the people understood what God was doing as they were coming morning, noon, and night. We only have 3 weeks. So we need to get into the presence of the Lord and receive what he has for us. He's moving faster. The hour is urgent, and he's equipping us now more than ever. So we come into his presence together as a corporate body, and we get in on our face before him in the word, in prayer. After I give a little bit of directed prayer, we're going to get down, and we're just going to pray. And I'll pray, and then it'll be open to everyone. We're going to do that tonight. You can just pray. If you feel led to just come to the altar and you can pray into the microphone or just pray there. Whatever your posture is, prayer is, standing up, raising your hands, walking around, and there's carpet here, you can lay out on the rugs. We're just going to pray for that 1 hour. And then each hour, once that's done, again, the sanctuary is open. You can come and just sit in the presence of God, do your Bible study, meet in small groups. And we're going to have a lot of prayer requests to be praying for. As I told you yesterday, when all 20,000 people were signing up to be a part of this, so were hundreds of people sending in their prayer requests. There are so many needs in the body of Christ. And so we're going to lay those out before the Lord as well and pray throughout the day. So I just want to encourage all of you who have sent your prayer requests. They've been seen, they are heard, and they're going to be prayed for over these 21 days. Trust that. And then out in the foyer, there is a table where you can actually write down your prayer requests. And I just encourage you, if you need prayer during those times in between our directed prayer times, come to the altar. We'll pray together. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage one another, to be as iron sharpens iron together, to just get into the presence of the Lord and to receive his help and let the Lord of hosts war on our behalf. He's mighty to save and he's powerful and he's going to help us. So tonight, as we inaugurate this glorious season of prayer, we just want to call out on that mighty name of Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. And he wants us to raise our expectation of him for more and greater and glorious things in this season. The prayer over this season is that he's going to lift our thoughts higher so that we fix our eyes on the altogether lovely one, the chief among 10,000s, who loves us and whose love for us is as strong as death. In Song of Solomon, it says, its flames are a most vehement flame, which many waters cannot quench, nor floods drown. That's how much God loves you. And I pray you know that in this season. This is his tender mercy coming down upon his church. He loves us with an everlasting love. He has drawn us with cords of kindness. He has bound himself to us from the moment we answered that call and we became his and surrendered our lives to him. He tied us to him, and that cannot be undone. Nothing can snatch us out of his hands. Nothing can separate us from his love. He wants to, in this season, lift us up out of all the sea of our troubles. And he wants us to cast ourselves into the ocean of his love. And we know from what we've seen, what's been going on in our nation and around the world, there is a sea of trouble going on. And people need Jesus. And we, as the church, have the remedy for what they're looking for. But what we need as a body is a renewed vision of the glory of God. We need to get a glimpse of his glory in this season and bow before his majesty and allow him to do the work he wants to do in us. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us to be kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He's called us to be kings and priests to the Lord. He's called us out of darkness into glorious light to sing his praises. And that's what we're going to do in this season. We're going to lift up his name. We're going to praise him. And then we're going to bow before him and repent. And then we're going to pray for all the many needs. There's a song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim, the light of his glory and grace. And I pray in this season we can do that. You know, for the Christian, all is light around us. We look into his glorious face and we see that light, and we're to be a sweet reflection of that light to the world. May he lift us into that realm and help us to bring others out of the darkness. Tonight, as we inaugurate this season of prayer, that's what we're here to do tonight. May we break open that alabaster box of our love and to pour it on the glorious head of our King. He's here in our midst. He's with us. And may we crown him Lord of all and bow before him in humility. And let us come boldly before the throne of his infinite majesty and offer to him our prayers of praise. I just want to encourage you before we go to our time of prayer and praise, because I really want that to really be what tonight is about, is spending that time in his presence and just having an opportunity before this season begins to really pray into it and ask God to fit our hearts to his, that he would tune our hearts to the melody of his heart so we can hear what he is singing over his church in this hour. He loves us. He's drawing us to himself. And it's just important in this season that we don't miss out on what he has for us, that we spend that time with him morning, noon, and night. You know, I get a lot of, I've actually received a lot of questions on fasting. And this season, these 21 days, is actually an opportunity for us not only to pray, but to pray with fasting. And 21 days, there's a time in the book of Daniel. We know from the first chapter of Daniel that he refused to defile himself from the king's table for 10 days, him and his three friends, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to defile themselves from the king table. And so they gave up all the sweet delicacies of the world, right, in order that they would just have vegetables and water. And at the end of that 10 days, they were shown to be 10 times better in knowledge and wisdom. But later on in the book of Daniel, we read that he was mourning and weeping and crying out to the Lord because he wanted to have understanding. And he says this, this is Daniel chapter 10. He said, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And I ate no pleasant food, nor meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And then what happened after that 3 weeks? It says, on the 24th day of the first of the month, as I was by the side of the great river that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, and his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, and his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of the multitudes. That's what we need to see. When I say we need a fresh glimpse of the glory of God, we need to see him in all of his glory. We need to raise our thoughts higher. We've brought our God low. We've made him a pocket God that's available to us when we just have a need, and we can pull him out and give him our requests. He's a holy God who deserves our worship and our honor, our reverence, and our praise. And we need to get low before him in this season because he wants to show up like this. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he wants to show himself glorious and powerful on our behalf. He wants us to see him as Daniel saw him. But we've got to get things out of the way. Daniel, two different times we see in the book of Daniel, he fasted. And they were two different ways. And for those who are questioning, Daniel fast, is this a complete fast? Am I supposed to have water every day? What am I supposed to do these next 21 days? I say, pray and ask the Lord what he would have you to do. This is a corporate journey, but it's also a very personal one. Each of us the Lord wants to minister to. So your journey is going to look different from my journey. And my journey is going to look different from your journey. But we're all going to be on the same page in the Bible, in the scriptures, and in prayer. But he's going to do something special for you. So listen to his heart. He may tell you to just give up one meal a day. Or maybe it's just one day a week. Maybe you're supposed to give up all that sugar and caffeine for the 21 days. Maybe it's to get rid of the TV and the social media. whatever it may be, listen to the heart of your Savior calling to you and asking you to come away with him and to get rid of all these other things that are getting in the way and blocking your view of his glory, of his majesty. Trust him for what he's going to do. I like to put fasting in simple terms. I like to think about it like, think about your favorite restaurant. You don't go to it very often. It's one of your favorite places to go, but you can't wait to go and eat there. And you plan, you get dressed up, you get ready to go out. But on your way to this wonderful restaurant where you're going to have the meal of your life, you stop at McDonald's on the way. Why would you do that? You're going to go to a place where you're going to have the best meal of your life, something that you can't wait to have, and yet you're going to stop and fill yourself up. That's what fasting looks like. You've been invited in the discipline of fasting, a spiritual discipline that is a gift from God. Jesus said that to the Pharisees who were questioning why his disciples didn't fast. He said, when they fast, not if, but when they fast, it will be when the bridegroom is gone. Our bridegroom is not here with us. We fast because why? We want his presence. And so why would we fill up on artificial substitutes? Waste our taste buds, God bless you, on the table scraps of the world? Why would we do that? So look at fasting that way. You've been invited to the table of the King. He has prepared you a feast in this season, these 21 days, something that you've never tasted before, something you've never experienced with the Lord, three times a day in his presence, in prayer, in the word, feeding on him, looking at him, meditating on his word, allowing him to minister to your heart, to purify your life, to come with fire and do a mighty, powerful work as Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Your warrior is coming to do battle for you, but it begins first in our own flesh. We cannot conquer this world without him first conquering our hearts. And so we need to lay down all of these, this flesh, the self, the sin, the world. He needs to change our appetites. Right now, many of us don't have a palate for divine things. We can take it in little portions. But to get a full meal like God wants to give us these 21 days, it's a discipline. So don't be afraid of it. You're going to fail. You may eat when he said not to. You may do things you just do. I always tell people, that doesn't mean you stop the journey. This is God's grace coming down, and he's training you. So wipe the crumbs off your face and get up and get back into the word and on your face in prayer. That's what this time of fasting is about. So don't try to put it in the realm of, if you're eating something, that's not fasting. If you're not doing water only, that's not fasting. Fasting is more about the food, the spiritual food that you're eating, than the physical food that you're giving up. What I found is if you come to the Lord with an earnest desire to sit at his table and feed on what he's giving you, and you begin to feed on that food on a regular basis, when you get that spiritual intake of the word of God, the scriptures, morning, noon, and night, day after day, week after week, God does a work, and he takes away all those other cravings. He takes away all those other desires. He removes those pleasures of the world that were so important to you 2 or 3 weeks earlier. And that's the beauty of what you're going to experience in this season. He wants to minister to our hearts as Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He's coming with power. He's raising up a mighty army. Psalm 110 tells us that his people will be volunteers in the day of his battle, arrayed in holy majesty. He wants us arrayed in his majesty. He's given us the robe of righteousness and a garment of salvation, and he wants to go forth conquering and to conquer. But we need to get on our faces first and allow him to do the work that's necessary for us. Right now, we're looking at things from a very worldly and carnal perspective, and our weapons of warfare are not carnal in nature. They're mighty in God. And we're going to learn how to use that weaponry. We're going to put on our full armor each day. And we're going to go out in the power of the Lord and allow him to do that work for us. So I just want us to go now in this last half hour of our time together and just pray. I'm going to first just get down and my posture of prayer is on my knees because it's not about me. And there's beautiful, I don't know if you've seen this, it's just so beautiful what the wonderful gifted creative talent in this church has done to provide a space honorable to our King. His presence is here. He's honored in here every week with the service that you give to him, with your humility and being able to honor him. And he's coming in to bless you, to look at, on you with delight and to show his pleasure. So we're just going to get down. And tonight, I just want us to praise him. I'm going to pray some praise scriptures, and then I'm just going to give some time. And just feel free to pray. Lift up his name. Praise him. Magnify him. If you feel led to just come down here to the altar, I'm just going to set the microphone down. You can come and pray into it. We need to hear each other's prayers. We need to encourage one another. And then at the end, I'll close us and give you some instruction for what's next. And those who are, you know, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and in other places, wherever your prayer closet is or wherever you're gathering in prayer, take this time where we'll do in this as well and just knit your prayers with ours. It's a glorious thing that God is doing right now across this nation for these next 21 days. And joining all of our voices in a united concert of prayer. Can you imagine just the sound of that in our Savior's ears? It's a beautiful thing. So tonight, let's just praise him. Let's just magnify his name. Let's bow before him with gratitude that he's given this as a gift. And I pray that you'll come each day and just have an opportunity. And you'll see each session, 9 o'clock, noon, and 6 o'clock are going to be very different. And they're just very important to the journey that we're taking. And also getting the devotional each day so we can be together, united on the same page of the Word of God. So let's just go before our King. Let's go before Jehovah Sabaoth. Let's worship. And please, when I give that time, just pray as the Lord leads. And also, I don't want you to be afraid of the stillness. Sometimes it's good just, you know, he says to be still, right? Be still and know that he is Lord. He wants us to hear him. Sometimes we think prayer is so much about what we need to bring to the Lord. And the majority of prayer is getting in his presence and listening to the Lord. Prayer is a two-way conversation. And our Lord wants to speak to us. And so I encourage you, when we're in these times of corporate prayer, have your Bibles open. Have your prayer journals with you. Write what the Lord is speaking. And I do encourage you to please use the Bible, use the scriptures when you're praying. And also when you're praying, just, you know, keep the prayers brief. But whatever the Lord is laying upon your heart, however the Spirit is leading, we need all the voices to be heard in this season. We need all of us to come together in this united concert of prayer. So let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we are before you, Lord. Open our hearts to receive your love. Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. We thank you and we praise your glorious name. For you have loved us with an everlasting love. You've drawn us with cords of kindness. And you've covered us with the royal robes of your righteousness and the garment of your salvation. And you've put a new song in our mouths, praise to our God. And so we just want to praise you tonight, Lord Jesus, for you have a mighty arm and strong is your hand, high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. You, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're the glory and the one who lifts up my head. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. O, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Come, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I will praise the Lord with song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Because your love is better than life, Lord, my lips will glorify you. And I will praise you, oh my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For you, Lord, are our glory and joy. I ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you would be magnified, Lord Jesus, that you'd be honored in the praises of your people, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, as we bow our hearts before you with gratitude and thanksgiving for this season. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Father, we're asking you, Lord, to give us endurance and encouragement, of patience and comfort. We're asking you to give us a spirit of unity, that we would be granted to be like-minded to one another, that we would follow you, Lord Jesus, with one heart and one mouth, that we may glorify the Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And so we bow before that power, that glory, that might. And God asks that you would come and reign in our lives in this season. Lord, move in a mighty and powerful way in your church, Lord Jesus. God, we all need a touch of you. There isn't a person on this planet that doesn't need to be unburdened in this season. We hear their cries. We've seen the prayer requests. We know. Lord, there are so many hearts that are broken right now, Lord Jesus. And you're the only hope, Lord, for any person and for this nation and for this world. Lord, we need you to come with power. And Lord, we didn't even have to ask for it because you went ahead of us and you prepared the way. Lord, you're the one that called us to this place for such a time as this, Lord, to prepare your bride. You're ready to extend the scepter, and all you're asking us to do is come and ask. And so, Lord, we just lay our hearts out before you, God. Please come with power. Move in our hearts, Lord. Move us towards you. Make our desire be only for you, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy. There's nothing else that we need. You are all in all. Lord, we who have tasted and seen how good you are, God, we have desire for nothing else. We're asking you to do that for the multitudes of people all around us, Lord, that you would change their appetites in this season, Lord. God, we praise you for the gift of this time.
Lord Jesus, we kneel before your throne of grace and mercy. We lift up holy hands to you, our everlasting Father. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the way, the truth, and the life. You are our tower of refuge, and we run under it, God. We ask for your protection. Oh, Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you. Thank you for every stripe you received for us. Thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness that is unending, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you have taken us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Oh God, we give you glory. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we call on the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray that you would baptize us all with your Holy Spirit. Wash us with your blood and purify us. Help us to walk blamelessly before you, God. And Lord, clothe us with righteousness and holiness. Oh, Jesus, we pray for our family members, those who are lost. We ask that you pour out your Spirit upon them and you give them dreams and visions. Come to them, Lord God. Pour out your mercy upon them and save them. Bring them to you, Jesus. We cry out to you. We call upon the name above all names, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you. We want every gift of your Holy Spirit, God. We want everything that's in your word, God. Pour it out on us, God. Lord, revive your people. Breathe your life into us, God. Light us on fire for you, God. Oh, I pray that you would strip us of all fear of man and that we would fear you and you alone, oh God. And I call on your name, Jesus, and I pray for this nation. Oh God, have mercy on America, Lord. Please, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, God. And I pray, Lord God, that hearts would be turned to you, God. That you'd go after the lost sheep, God. Bring them into your flock like the good shepherd you are. Anoint our ears to hear your voice and our mouths to speak your words. Lord, remove distractions in our life through this time of fasting and prayer, that we would stay before you in the secret place, God. And I pray that you would help us to get into your word and wash our minds and thoughts by the washing of your word, God. Let our minds and thoughts be on you, even as we sleep all day and night, God. I praise your name, God. We love you, God, and thank you for what you're going to do through this fast. Thank you, God. We ask for an outpouring of your spirit. God, bring glory to your name. Lift up your name higher. We worship your name, the name of El Shaddai, the name of Yahweh, the name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Lord Jesus, you, Lord, reign. You are robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. You, Lord, say that you, the world is established firm and secure by you, God. Your throne is established long ago. You, God, are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statues, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house. You are never ending. God, rid our hearts of all filth, of all, of everything that blinds us, God. The bitterness, Lord, that might be tucked deep, deep down inside, God, we confess that in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would create in us a pure heart, O God, and give us a steadfast spirit, that our roots would grow down deep, so that the wind, the waves come, God, and the storms are hard. You give us strength. Father, forgive us, God, of the offensiveness in our hearts, God. And we ask that you would pour out your spirit upon every single person in this place, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. And we ask that you would have your way in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
mighty Savior. Jehovah Sabaoth, ride and triumph in our hearts, O glorious King. Reign there without rival, that we may live for your glory. Lord, make yourself glorious through your people in this season. May the Holy Spirit give to each of us a tender, pliable, and teachable heart to receive all the things that you are speaking to your church in this season. Open the eyes of our heart to behold the Lord Jesus in all his beauty and majesty. May we see his glory in our midst. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known in the earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Lord Jesus, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, we praise your glorious, high, and holy name. Be magnified in these days to come, we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.